Module 1, Stage 6, Letting Go and Moving On. Now we need to focus on the fact that if the relationship is over, you need to stop investing in that former relationship. And it's easier to let go if you realize your life is now full rather than empty. Dumpers, the people who actually leave or end the relationship, tend to let go more quickly, often because they've had more time before they acted and left the relationship to actually go through this process that we're focusing on now. Failure to let go may be a symptom that you're not facing some painful feelings within yourself. One session with a lady called Stella. Harry left me 4 years ago, and he immediately remarried. I then asked, "I noticed you are still wearing a wedding ring." Stella replied, "Yes, it's very important to me." I then went on and said, "And when you wrote a check for your therapy, Harry's name is still on the bank account." To which Stella replied, "Yes, I guess I just can't let go." First, what is the definition of letting go? Well, imagine your hands clasped together with the fingers intertwined, and then imagine pulling those hands apart while you continue to grasp. That gives you a graphic image of what we're talking about. It involves the painful letting go of all the strong emotional feelings for another person. It is very common for people to claim that they want to be friends during the, what I term, honeymoon period of the relationship ending. Then, when the dumper guilt and the dumpy anger emerges, the desire to stay friends begins to disappear. But many people strive so hard to remain friends that they fail to let go, and with this fail to let the anger come out and help them through that process. As a result, it's often desirable not to maintain the friendship during the early stages of you recovering, and wait until you've moved forward within yourself to let go of the belief that the relationship can continue. Essentially, what I'm saying is that trying to be friends may prolong the process and even endanger the possibility of being friends later on in the future. Let's just go through a brief checklist at this stage, just to explore to see if you have finally let go. I think of my former partner only occasionally now. I rarely fantasize about being with that former partner. I no longer become emotionally upset when I think about that person. I've stopped trying to please that former partner. I've accepted that we will not be getting back together again. I have stopped finding excuses to talk to my former partner. And I rarely talk about my former partner with friends. I have outgrown any feelings of romantic love between the two of us. I no longer wish to continue a sexual relationship with them. And I've given up my emotional commitment to that person. I can accept that my former partner may be having a loving relationship with another person. I now feel like a single person rather than a person in a committed relationship. And finally, I'm no longer angry with my former partner.